Von Neumann was unusual, too. Like Oppenheimer, he was multilingual and Catholic in his interests. He also loved to throw a good party, staying up well into the morning hours. And, like Edward Teller, he was rabidly anti-Soviet. One night at a party, when the conversation turned to discussion of the early Cold War, von Neumann said quite matter-of-factly that it was obvious. The United States should launch a preventive war and annihilate the Soviet Union with its atomic arsenal. I think that the USA-USSR conflict, he wrote to Louis Strauss in 1951, will very probably lead to an armed, total collision, and that a maximum rate of armament is therefore imperative. Oppie was appalled by such sentiments, but did not allow political considerations to influence his decisions with respect to the permanent faculty. Scholars from a wide range of disciplines were constantly amazed at the range of Oppenheimer's interests. One day, a foundation executive from the Commonwealth Fund, Lansing V. Hammond, sought Oppenheimer's advice on some 60 young British applicants for scholarships to study in various American universities. The topics ranged from the liberal arts to the hard sciences. Hammond, a scholar in English literature, hoped to get Oppenheimer's advice on a few of the candidates working in math or physics. As soon as Hammond was ushered into his office, Oppenheimer surprised him by saying, "You got your doctorate at Yale in 18th-century English literature, Age of Johnson. Was Tinker or Pottle your supervisor?" Within 10 minutes, Hammond had all the information he needed to match his English physicist applicants with suitable American universities. As he rose to leave, thinking he had taken enough of the busy director's time, Oppenheimer said, "If you have a few minutes you can spare, I'd be interested in looking at some of your applications in other fields." Over the next hour, Oppenheimer spoke at length about the strengths and weaknesses of various graduate schools around the country. Indigenous American music. Roy Harris is just the person for him. Social psychology, I'd suggest looking into Vanderbilt. Smaller numbers, he'd have a better opportunity of getting what he wants. Your field, 18th century English literature, Yale is an obvious choice, but don't rule out Bate at Harvard. Hammond had never even heard of Bate. He left feeling overwhelmed. "Never before," he later wrote, "never since have I talked with such a man."